16 is where I want to go to tonight. Just read a, this is probably a lengthy reading tonight, so we ain't going to ask you to stand tonight, so we're going to do a lengthy reading. So we get, a few things in this text I want to see and share with you just a thought, just a little while, and you pray that God will touch and do what needs to be done. Book of Acts 16, I want to start reading, in verse number 13, and then we'll read down through the remainder part of the chapter. The Bible says this: "And on the Sabbath day we went out of the city by a riverside where was wont to be where prayer was wont to be made. And we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted there. And a certain woman named Lydia, so of her, the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, and she attended to the saying which was spoken of by Paul. And when she was baptized in her household, she besought us, saying, Ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And there she constrained us. It came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her master much gain by soothsaying. Same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And if this she many days, but Paul being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains were gone, they called Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers. Brought them to the master, saying, These men being Jews exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Roman. And the multitude rose up together against them. Magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded them to beat them. They had laid many stripes upon them and cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who had received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praise unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, thus the foundation of the prison was shaken. Immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loose. And the keeper of the prison, waking out of his sleep, seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. And brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. You may be seated. And we look at this passage of Scripture, we see, a very great movement of God through Paul and Silas. Of course, as we see, if you look at the reading in the first part of chapter 16, you'll find out, that Paul had a vision of a man. In that vision, the man asked him to come down into Macedonia. Paul took leave, fearing the Lord that was leading him that direction. That's why he wound up there in Macedonia. And as he got there, he met three different people. That God done a miracle, or God done a work in their heart, in their life. First of all, we see Lydia. The Bible said it was a woman whose heart God had opened. How God began to allow Paul to share the words of Lydia, and she came to knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see a damsel, one that had a spirit of divination upon her. The Bible said that she began to follow Paul and Silas, and even as many days kept saying, This is the Son of the Most High God. And Paul turned and rebuked the spirit, that unclean spirit, that demon, and it left her. And because of that situation that happened, because of the work that God did upon that damsel, the Bible said that that those that were in charge of her were using her, to make money. We see that their gains were gone. The Bible said that they began, took Paul and Silas, and took them up before the judge, and began to beat them, because they were preaching the gospel. I want to notice something else happened here. The Bible says in verse number 22 and 23, multitude rose together against them, and magistrates ran off their clothes, commanded to beat them. When they laid many stripes upon them, they kept them in the prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Now, I want you to understand here, Paul and Silas, Brother Perry, was doing the will of God. I mean, they were preaching the word of God. Even though they were doing what they were supposed to do, how we find out how that these magistrates and these men, did everything they could to put a stop to what Paul and Silas were doing. Can I say today we're living in the day today that when we as God's people, we choose to do what's right, choose to share what's right, choose to preach what's right, choose, to stand up for the morals, biblical morals, the Bible speaks of. Can I say many folk will be offended at what we have to say, or maybe the stand that we take. But can I say today that it is in that moment, Brother Perry, what folks may see in us, may make a great difference that somebody might come to save knowledge of Jesus Christ. Here we see Peter, or Paul and Silas, they were doing what they were supposed to do. The Bible said they came upon them and they began to beat them. And they cast them. The Bible said they began to charge for the jailer. After they beat them, they put them in charge of the jailer to keep them safely. The Bible said that when the jailer took them, he thrust them into the inner pit, to prison, and he put stocks upon their feet. When they gave the magistrate, gave them a pole and Silas over to the jailer, the Bible said he thrust them. And I want you to catch this picture. Here's a man. Not only we see a Lydia, not only we see the damsel, but then we see the jailer. We see Lydia, a lady with a tender soul. And the damsel, we see a lady with a tormented soul. Now, I believe we see here, Brother Perry, here we see the jailer, one that had a tough soul. But thank God, I'm glad it don't matter. What kind of condition you may be in, what kind of condition your heart may be in. I'm glad that we serve a God, Brother Perry, that's able to reach down to the tender heart, down to the tormented heart, reach down to the tough heart, deliver the message of compassion and hope, God can do a work in their life. See, folks, that's why, we are commanded, to share forth the gospel to the lost of the dying world. It ain't our choice. Sit to our knees. To pick and choose who we share the word of God with. Thank God what we need to do, Brother Perry. To share the word of God with all that will listen. Even to the tender heart, those that want to listen, share with them. That may be different. Maybe have a different clothing. Maybe tattooed or spiked. Share the word of God. Whenever one we can, because we never know when that one is tormented, and that one is in every one thing, God can do a work. God can reach down in the depths of that heart, a touch of rattle the rat. The Bible says she was demon possessed. Thank God, God delivered her that day. Did we see this jailer? Here was a man, that took pride in what he does. I believe, back in the biblical days, if you was a jailer, you had to be tough. In other words, you had to be rough and tough, and you had a responsibility to these prisoners. If you let these prisoners escape, dead, to you. We see, I believe, Brother Perry, this man was a seasoned jailer. He knew what he was doing. He knew how to bring torment. He knew how to bring pain to the prisoners. The Bible said when he got the hold of Paul and Silas, he thrust them not just into prison, but he thrust them into the inner prison. It was a place for the pair where the most hardened criminals went. It was a place where the most disgusting places were. It was that place that he put Paul and Silas, and he put stocks upon their feet. But I want you to notice something. Here we see something about, two men that were totally surrendered to what God wanted to do in their life. Can I ask a question? If we found ourselves in the same shape that Paul and Silas, found themselves in, if we found ourselves
Hey, Brother Perry. Hey, Brother Corey, choose to preach the truth of the Word of God. And then one day it may come to that. Hey, man. Will we still be willing, having to share the Word of God to those that want to hear, those that don't want to hear, and no matter what, hey, be committed, hey, be surrendered to God for what God wants to do in our life. Here with Paul and Silas, we're preaching the Word of God, doing good. All of a sudden, you find yourself before, hey, man, a group of men and didn't want to listen. Want to shut them up, want to stop them into the point, having to beat them, having to cast them into the prison. Heaven, can I say today, having we find ourselves in the midst of the trial, we find ourselves in the midst of the storm, having that's when it. Amen. How surrendered we are to God. The really shows. How surrendered are we? It comes time for us to go into the storms, into the valleys, into the hardships. Amen. The first thing we want, a lot of folk want to do, Brother, is, Lord, fine, I'm going through this. I'm doing the best I can. Amen. I'm trying to live the best I can. I'm trying to preach. I'm trying to sing. I'm trying to do everything that I think I'm supposed to be doing. Lord, why am I going through this? But what we don't realize, amen, is what that one, amen, that wants to see God, amen, in the midst of the storm that we go through, and see what kind of reaction we do, amen, we have to that storm, and because of that, are we totally surrendered to what God wants to do, and be willing, amen, to say, Lord, here I am, I have to be that vessel that you want me to be, even in the midst of the storms. Find out, amen, that they were totally surrendered to God. Not only was totally surrendered, but don't you notice something else? The Bible said they did something very different. Amen. Here was Paul and Silas. Brother Perry, they had been beaten. I just want to believe it wasn't just not a light slash upon their back, but I believe they were beaten to the point. I believe they were just totally exhausted. The Bible said they were found themselves in their inner prison, were stocks on their feet. Oh, thank God the Bible said about the midnight hour, something happened. Amen. The Bible said that Paul and Silas began to pray. Amen. In the midst of the storm, after being beaten, had to have every excuse to complain and gripe because of what they were going through. But yet they took the opportunity, amen, to pray. Amen. Have camp meeting. Amen. Sing praises to Holy God. Amen. Can I say what they did in the midst of the storm that they have been totally surrendered to God made a difference in this jailer's life? You see, we never know. Amen. Maybe the reaction. Amen. How do we handle a storm in our life? How do we handle a trial in our life? Amen. How will we succumb or give in? Amen. Begin to complain, or will we begin to just say, Lord, I may not understand what I'm going through, but Lord, I just want to praise you anyway. I just want to sing to you anyway. I want to glorify your name anyway. And I'd be glad to thank God. The Bible said, how I began to pray, I began to sing. Amen. The Bible said a great earthquake came. Heaven shook the place where they were at. Amen. The Bible said that, amen, every man's bond were loosed off of what I want to know. Amen. They began to pray and to sing. Amen. The Bible said that those in jail heard them. You see, folks, you may not think nobody's paying attention to what you have to say. You may not think that nobody cares about, amen, the praise that you give to God. Honey, can I say those that were in the jails with old Peter, with Paul and Silas, how they were listening to the prayer. They were listening, amen, to them singing. I want you to know the stuff that happened. The Bible says, amen, that those prison doors swung open. Hey, those stocks, come on, Paul and Silas, come on, those other prisoners. Amen, the Bible said, when the jailer woke up, I seen the prison doors, standing wide open. Amen, it was going still hears. Now I want you to notice something here. Here, you see a jail full of prisoners. All of a sudden, hey man, the prison door swung open. All of a sudden, the stocks fell off the prisoners' feet. They had the opportunity, amen, to get up and run out of that jail. But they didn't. Preacher, what happened? And I believe Brother Perry came in and songed up time to praise and to pray, and how that old Paul and Simon were doing. I captivated those friends to the point. I better rather hear what Paul and Simon were praying about. I better rather hear what Paul and Simon were singing about. I better rather hear, amen, about the Word of God. About the God. How to show up and show out. I better rather hear, amen, about what God could do for them. More so than me. Walking out that prison door. Preacher, what are you saying? We don't know. We may not realize who's listening to us. In the midst of our storms, in the midst of our trials, in the midst of our hardships, instead of giving up, instead of start complaining, we just simply say, Lord, I'm yours. Began to praise God. Begin to lift God. Folks begin to see and hear. Amen. What we do in the midst of a storm. It is those opportunities that God uses us to be a great witness to those around us to the point that they can see the power and compassion and love of the Almighty God.
Paul cried with a loud voice, verse 28, saying, do thyself no harm. We're all here. Verse 29, then he called for a light. Did you catch that? Here, Paul and Silas, they were doing all this in an old darkened prison house. Even though it was dark, to the point that the jailer called for a light. It was so dark in there. Honey, I just want to believe that, amen, when camp meeting broke out, amen, the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ began to shine in that, those folks' hearts, even though it was pitch black, even though it was an old dark dungeon, old dark prison cell, thank God the light of the gospel, the Word of God, shined upon them there. The Bible said he called for a light. And he went in, fell down before Paul and Silas. You see, as the Holy Spirit touched the heart of Lydia, as the Holy Spirit done the work in the life of the damsel that was possessed with a demon, even so did the Holy Ghost of God get a hold of that old jailer, that old hardened jailer, that old tough soul. Hey, man, probably didn't want to hear what Paul and them had to say. When God got a hold of them, when the convicted fire of God fell upon that place, thank God, that old heart was broken. That old tough soul came before Paul and Silas, fell down at their feet. Why? Thank God, because, hey man, the conviction of the power of God. Oh, help us. Thank God, this coming Sunday to pray for that same type of conviction. Amen, to be here at Pathway Baptist Church. Have that conviction, amen, to touch that heart that comes in that church door. That conviction to touch that heart. Have the Word of God preached. That conviction brings an old-fashioned altar and kneel down and ask for a touch from the Holy God. Preacher, do you believe that? Oh, yes, sir. I believe that. I've heard stories, witnessed it firsthand. Amen. Of folks that got saved by the grace of God. And their statement was this, their testimony was this. I come through them doors this morning, I knew something was going to happen. I could just feel something when I come through that door this morning. You say, preacher, what? That's a convicted fire of God. I believe, heaven, we ought to have such a power for the whole house, for the church, that the convicted power of God can be found, heaven, by that sinner when they come in that door. Preacher, how does that happen?
by spending time on their knees, crying out to God, amen, to touch this place. Then he said this. Then he called for a light, sprang in and came trembling, fell down before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? You see, folks, we see, amen, surrendered two individuals. The supplication, the crying out. You see the singing, verse 27 through verse 34, we see, amen, the salvation that took place there upon that jailer. Here the man that was hardened by sin, hardened by, amen, his occupation, hardened by the things of the world. But he was a man who was convicted. Hey, his heart was broken by the power of God. Here was a man that was changed. Preached a message upon this thought one time upon this passage of Scripture on some things that happened or evidence of true conversion. Amen. We see a love for the Word that he showed. Amen. We want to hear what Paul and him had to say. Began to cry out for salvation. Lord, what must I do to be saved? He had compassion to pour. Amen. That he brought, took them home, and began to wipe the very places where upon he had beat them. Oh, but the Bible says, amen, when he got saved, we see the joy that was responded to. Look what it says. The Bible said this. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night to wash their shrouds, was baptized, he and all his straightway. When he had brought them to his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Oh, he was one that was hardened. He was one that beat him, and he was one that also was touched by the power of God. He was changed. He wanted to heal and Paul and him had to say to him, what must I do to be saved? He began to wash them. The very stripes he probably put on, he washed them and fed them. He began to rejoice with his house. Amen. Because of what God had done. Why, preacher? Because that Paul and Silas were so surrendered in their walk with God that in the midst of the storm, amen, it didn't discourage them. Thank God it gave them hope. Amen, to be able to praise God anyway. Because of that. Now you say what you want to say. I like to sort of read in between the lines, Brother Perry. The Bible don't tell us this. But I believe those who were in the jail cell with them, I believe they left their change soon. The Bible don't say nothing about getting saved, but honey, I guarantee you, what happened that night, they never forgot it. Amen. What they heard that night, they never forgot it. What they saw that night, they never forgot it. Why? It was a mighty move of the Holy God that made an influence on those all the time. Let me ask a question. Amen. If God chooses for us to go through the storms of life, how are we going to go through them? Are we going to say, Lord, I may not understand why I'm going through this, but Lord, I'm just going to praise you anyway. God, I'm going to cry out to you anyway. I'm going to lift you up anyway. I'm going to sing and praise for you anyway. We never know who we may influence. God, we choose to be totally surrendered to the Holy God. Father, we thank you for the Word of God. Touch them on heart. Touch them on life. God, I thank you. God, help me. God, to be surrendered to what you want me to do. God, help me in the midst of my troubles and trials, God, to stay true to you. And God, praise you through the storm. Praise you through the hard time. Praise you through the good time. Father, we pray. Touch them on heart. Touch them on life. God, be with us Sunday. God, touch Brother David. Touch the Durham family. God, let your convicting power, God, be so powerful upon this place. God, that one that may be lost and undone, the moment they come into the parking lot, the moment they come in the front door, they can feel the convicting power of God. Know that something's, amen, something's different. Something is real. Lord, we get touched to see somebody get saved. Father, we ask this in the name we pray. Amen and amen.